Well, we're here again to start off this amazing podcast we call One Cigar, One Scotch, and One Black Guy. So we're here, we're queer, well, one of us is, and yeah.
Wait, did you actually hit record?
I literally hit record like 5 seconds ago.
That was smooth as shit.
Sorry, I had to, you know.
Are you sure it's recording?
Trust me, it's not the first podcast.
It's not your first podcast that you recorded?
Are we recording right now?
That's right, it's your second.
What? Third. We'll call it the third one.
Well, it's your second one that you were responsible for hitting record and making sure it was
okay, working. Second one then.
Yeah.
In that case.
We trust the black guy with recording correctly.
We don't trust too many of us nowadays. Even I don't trust me sometimes. So.
You or your people?
Both.
Okay.
That makes any sense? It probably doesn't, but you know.
Well, remember, so, you have to love yourself before you can love others.
I don't think that applies. But anyway. So we're here waiting for a few people to show up.
Ironically, there's late white people.
Ironically. And we're doing it at a black guy's house, which is even weirder. So
what's happening?
We're doing this at a black guy's house.
Oh, so right. Right.
But it's a white neighborhood, so my door was unlocked. So.
No, it wasn't. See, that's... All right, so we got to talk about that. Let's start about that. Okay. I saw a lot of black people in your neighborhood. The guys running pizza bullies, I think, are Russian. Bullies? What are they?
I think they're like... Pakistan, I don't know.
Okay.
So, no, it's a healthy mix. So there's like, around nighttime, there's a white girl.
Okay.
And there's an African guy who does deliveries. And there's a regular black guy who does...
Just a regular. Not an African, but a regular.
And then, I guess he's, like, Pakistani or something. I have no idea.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a weird mix.
And your door was locked, and when you opened it, you were wearing no shirt. After you promised that your door was unlocked, and you wouldn't be naked.
Well,
so,
those two things I broke today.
This is off to a bad start. There's no Chick-fil-A in the house. That was promised.
Well, I didn't promise it. It was kind of a last minute.
Oh, right.
So I was like, where are the stuff coming from? What is this? I keep finding stuff. Oh, wait.
Is that your novel?
No, that's a random book that I found on my desk. It's not strange.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow.
One cigar, one scotch, one podcast.
So, since I have not been interviewed, it have not been on Squid Girls radio show for a while, how's the radio show been?
It's slow.
Oh, yeah?
I'm thinking about cutting it back to just doing it like every other week instead of every week. I'm getting tired.
I mean, I can run it for you. I'll be fired in 2 weeks, so I can run your Wednesday show from home.
I mean, I've been fired from my share of stations, so you'd just be following
them. Well, it's not more of a firing. It's more or less like they're laying us off. I think I told you last time we talked, they're like laying everybody off.
Funny
I should say that, too. Someone actually just got fired. Like,
laid off but fired?
No, they're like legit fired. And they started 2 weeks ago. So this is exactly what happened. So there was a guy we hired. He would work overnight with some of the overnight team. So last Friday, he was supposed to come in and work until 1:30, but he left at 11 when he came in an hour prior to, you know, being there. So apparently one of my managers walked up to me Tuesday, because I had Monday off, and he's like, the new guy we hired a few weeks ago, he's fired. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, I can't get into details, but when he comes in, if he comes in, just tell him to call us. And I'm like, okay. So then after that, one of the overnight guys comes in. So I'm like, hey, guess what? Your buddy's fired. And he's like, what? He didn't know. He's like, what? Really? It's an African guy. He's cool. And well, it's funny because his name is just Chip something. We would call him Chib.
Okay.
And I thought we were calling him Chips, like potato
right,
chips.
Is right. That right?
I was like, you call him Chip? No, it's Chib. I'm like, oh, got it. Anyway, so then another guy comes in. He works every now and again. So I'm like, yo, your buddy got fired. And he's laughing. Like, oh, yeah, I kind of figured he did. Because the other girl, Domino, works overnight, was saying, like, yeah, he just left. And I'm like, OK, Okay. Not even 10 minutes after they all showed up, the guy who was fired shows up. He's like, my badge doesn't work. So we all play stupid. Like, that's crazy. And I was like, oh yeah, by the way, manager said to call him when you get in. He had a message for you or something. He's like, what for? He's like, am I fired? And I was like, I don't know. You should find out.
What a dick.
So he calls him and he's like, yeah, what's going on? So he confirmed it. He was like, oh, okay, well, thanks for everything. And hangs up.
Good.
We're like, what happened?
What a nice guy.
We're like, what happened? He's like, yeah, I got fired. And we're like, damn, really? When I told him 10 minutes prior to him showing up, he just got fired. And, you know, so that was pretty funny.
Y'all are great actors and not good friends.
We're all black, so it doesn't make a difference. So
all your relationships are short term when you're black. Is that
so weird? He gave us all hand fives. We're like, all right, have a good one. Well, after he left, we all just burst out laughing. Like, well, that's interesting. So he got fired 2 weeks prior to getting a settlement check. So he just blew $10,000.
I mean, they're always looking for reasons to do that.
He just blew $10,000, literally, because this is a settlement package thing. But
he left. Like, early? Is that why they fired him?
So there's a lot of things. So, So he would come in, spend maybe 10, 15 minutes at his computer, and
okay.
leave.
Okay.
And he wouldn't return sometimes. Sometimes he would come back and talk, chop it up with us. Other than that, he would just kind of disappear. So I'm like, So apparently he would fall asleep in the break room.
Oh, shit.
For his entire shift.
Holy shit.
So the guy, Chib, would have to wake him up when another manager got there. She's kind of strict on stuff. Well, not really strict, but she can be strict. But she's not strict to me because, you know, I'm black and I don't take no mess.
Sued one of those.
She wouldn't sue me. I would eat the pants off of her. Because some reason she's getting hotter as the days go by. It's the strangest thing. Like,
is that the definition of short timer's disease? Everybody's starting to look
at I don't know what it is, but like,
I don't want to go.
She's looking more attractive day by day, and it's like, I would hit that. Her son works there, too, so it's like...
And you would hit that?
No.
Give it another couple weeks.
He's like some Jewish-looking teenage kid. It's hilarious. He has a curly fro thing.
Nice.
But he's cool. So, yeah. And then he also got caught. He didn't get caught leaving, but the girl Diamond had... Well, she told us yesterday. She's like... One of the IT guys asked about him, and the IT guy doesn't give a shit about anybody, because I've actually left to go to lunch and came back. And I would go to lunch, come back, and I left again to go to Burger King, and the IT guy was outside. I didn't get fired for this. I'm not fired, as a matter of fact. But I left, came back, and the IT guy was outside, and he's like, hey, man. And I'm like, hey, I'm on lunch. I can't talk. And he's like, oh, that's cool. He's like, where'd you go, Burger King? I was like, yeah. But it was an hour past my lunch, so it was funny as hell. My boss never found out. He's not going to find out unless he listens to this podcast. But I'll be fired anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. So
you mean laid off?
Yeah, that too. But yeah, he would fall asleep in the break room for his entire shift, and he would bring a fucking tarantula to work. Like he had a pet tarantula. Like he comes in one day, and I'm like, what the hell is that? He goes, oh, it's a tarantula. I'm like, why, as a black man, do you have a fucking tarantula? He's like, I like things that are aggressive. I'm like. Got it. I saw the legs. He said it was a small one. It wasn't like one of those big ones. He was like one of those small ones. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, I guess.
Is he a psycho?
Possibly.
Jesus
Christ. He had a long history of like selling drugs. And
that's not psycho.
Shooting people. And I'm like,
that's getting towards psycho.
That's neat, you know. He's like, yeah, but you know, I've turned a new leaf. You know, I'm like.
It's just sleep, bring tarantulas, and leave early.
Yeah, it was the funniest thing ever.
So they fired him just for leaving early? They never found out about the sleeping thing? Or somebody tattled on everything?
So there's we have a TV in the break room. There's a camera right above it.
Oh, shit.
There's a camera above it.
Oh, no.
A camera in the little mini hall where the lockers are. So there was a lot of angles that he could have caught him. So, yeah, he was asleep in the break room.
But they wouldn't necessarily go to that tape unless something happened.
Well, they saw the tape. They watched the tape, actually. And that's how they found out.
Whose job is that?
I don't know.
Some voyeuristic motherfuckers.
I must have done some shitty things on camera.
The security guy's like, let's see if everybody's having sex in the break room.
So the security guy leaves at 6 with everybody else. So we're one of the only people left in the building past 6:30, maybe.
And meanwhile, you're going up to the roof, checking out the view.
Well, yeah, and then,
no cameras up there. I guess.
And then the janitors come in and they sweep shit. That's like they're not all Mexican. It was just weird. Some of them are like German. Or, I don't know what the fuck they are, but yeah, it was
Pakistani.
Probably, but yeah. So I've explored both buildings. We had, you know, all kinds of shit after 7, 8 o'clock. So it doesn't really matter. I just haven't been caught on camera yet. But this is also a false story.
You know.
Except for the fire and the other guy fire. Everything else is false. But anyway, so speaking of radio show, how's it going? Pretty good, right?
I mean, we're getting ready to have a show that apparently you're not showing up for because it's the wrong
day. I thought it was, this past Wednesday.
No, it's this coming Wednesday.
If it was the Wednesday after, I would have a swollen face because I'm getting dental work done next Monday. So they're like, you have teeth that need to come out. And I'm like, I've been waiting 5 years for this.
So we got to have you on the show just so it'd be like, so what do you think, Urban Ninja?
I should be okay. I'll just have two giant holes in the back of my mouth. So it'd be a lot of air going in.
I'll see if I can find a microphone small enough to go in there.
Yeah, well, I'll just be like, you know, I don't know. It's, well, on my end, things have been going well. I'm single, finally. Don't get any ideas.
I mean, some people don't think that's a good thing.
It's
need
amazing thing.
Somebody to
then you realize
validate
that,
their existence.
You realize that people suck. And you know,
yes.
But then I think I've become a licensed therapist over the past 4 months. I don't know what it is about me and people's problems, but people love to tell me their problems. And I'm suck enough to listen. And I've gotten laid because of it. So, you know.
All right.
I'm like,
fair enough.
Perfect. So, wait, I thought I hit the door for us.
So are you a good listener? Or do you give them advice? Or
so
what the hell is that?
It's a mixture of both. Because, so I'll give you a few instances. So I'm coming home from the grocery store one day.
And a random person stops you and tells you
no,
about
so
their
I get a phone call. And I have headphones and I'm just cruising, walking, listening and making my way downtown. And my phone rings and I'm like, who the hell is this? So I answer it. I'm like, hello. So someone's like, hey, Brian. And I'm like, who's this? And they're like, never mind. And just hang up. And I'm like,
what the f? All right.
Hang on. I put my bags down. I check my phone. And I was like, oh, shit, that was that person. So I call him back. I'm like, hey, sorry, I was looking at my phone, I just kind of answered it without looking. Hey, how you doing? She's like, I'm not doing too well, and then she just breaks down crying, and I'm like, shit, and I gotta listen. So, it was a good conversation. She was just basically like, people suck, and I'm like, I know, me too. So, and then there was a long discussion about how people suck, and I do so much for people, and I'm like, yeah, I know, you know, it's good to cry and stuff. I'm like, I'll listen. And she's like, you're an amazing person, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, great, keep your head up. And she hangs up. And every now and again, I check in on her. Then maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, another friend called me. She's like, can I call you? I want to talk. I was like, cool, perfect.
She asked if she could call you while she was calling you.
Yeah, so she calls me. And she's like, all right, hey, how you doing? I'm good. And she's like, you know, I hate people. And I'm like, great, another one of these comments.
So you have to be a therapist for people who hate people.
Basically.
Okay.
I've become a
antisocial.
I've become a licensed therapist for people who hate people. And I'm like, this is great.
Everybody's gotta have a specialty.
So she's like, I hate people. You know why? I'm like, why? She's like, you know, I'm always there for people, but no one's there for me. And I'm like, I understand. And now so generally I don't talk down these people. Like, I generally understand what the issues are because people actually do suck. And they take advantage of people, all kinds of shit. But, you know, like, I get that aspect of it. So, that's why I'm willing to listen. Oh, that's your phone, not mine. So, basically, it was, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. It could be, over to Stone.
So we have our chat conversation where we share articles and YouTube videos. And it's been named Reverse Oreo.
That was supposed to be the podcast name, wasn't it? But then we named it One Cigar, One Scotch. It was a Scotch cigar.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll figure it out.
I mean, at this point, that feed, we do shows so infrequently that I put other shows on the feed.
Oh, that's where all those shows came from.
So the disbanded
Netflix. That many podcasts. It was like 100 on there. I'm like, how many fucking shows does Squeak do without me?
Well, I mean, it helps, you know, the peek behind the curtain that when we do meet, I'll split into like 6 different episodes.
Yeah. Like the first one is kind of like, the first one's on YouTube, actually. So I listened to like the first one, the first and the second one. It was kind of cool. The transition, it was like a 30-second break.
Yeah.
And the other show starts. And I'm like, why was that a, I'm like, did it
stop? Yeah, I don't know why it did that.
You know.
Yeah, I noticed there were weird audio drops at random parts.
It wasn't, it was like a drop. It was, oh yeah. So it would be the podcast for maybe like 30, 45 minutes. It would drop like 30-second pause.
Oh, okay.
Then it would start again. Then another 30-second pause. Huh. And, you know, so.
Well, at least it's working.
Yeah, it works. But then I would get Dropbox notifications. It's like, this is how your podcast is doing. 0 views. 0 listens. I'm like, that's disheartening. But then it just actually went up. So it was like 20-something, and I'm like, we got listeners perfect. But now that the black guy's back, you know, it'll be more listeners because my friends will be like, you have a podcast? No, I'm great. I want to come on. Like, all my friends are like, I want to be on now. So I might have to get a microphone and just shoot random podcasts off at the world.
And then just remember, if any of those friends are gay or transgender, they'll automatically get listeners just because of that. Because that's the thing. That was touched on a previous episode and rehashed on a best of that I put out.
Oh yeah, so tell me about it. I don't think I heard that one yet. I haven't heard anything from you as far as podcasts and or shows in like a long time. Probably since the last podcast I was on, which I think was that one where we like almost ordered pizza, but I fucked it up because I closed the browser. Is that the one?
Well, that might have been. I know that was the one where you spilled your whiskey.
Right.
Can't forget that one.
I didn't spill that much of it, but it spilled.
Then this is the part right here where when I edit it, I edit that clip back in so people can remember the kind of fail that occurred.
Now, the only reason I gave him half the interest was because I saw Kings of Comedy, and I'm like, well, you know.
Oh, that's irresponsible. No!
For those of you at home listening right now, Urban Ninja, in a very un-ninja-like way, just abused alcohol by spilling it.
Damn
you
it.
Are now cut off.
He got it on his chiropractic gift certificate, on the desk, and in his Scooby snacks.
Oh, man. Oh, that is rough.
Well, this is a good place to end the episode, because the timer went off, and we have to clean up.
God damn it. I'm always ruining shit around.
And you'll never know about the Queens of Comedy.
Well,
I think we got the gist from how you were winding it up, but there's always next time.
That's the second time I've done something as a black guy. It went completely wrong.
Okay, only twice?
I'm gonna get paper towels now. I'll be right back.
You're in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom. Oh, no. I can't feel it right now. I'm feeling pretty light. Someone call me an Uber.
I don't know what happened. I wasn't even drunk. I was just like the last one. We had some, like, shitty sake. It was like, we got it from the Canton thing down the street.
When did you have this? Where?
The podcast I shot maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And
we had sake?
Yeah, it was.
That's a weird change.
It was only $8. So I was like, I'll try it.
God.
And my buddy, he's like, why does it smell like this? It smells like nothing. And I'm like, really? And I smell it. And he's like, I'm like, it does smell like nothing. So I drink it, and I'm like, it tastes like spicy water. Like, it didn't have that much of an effect. So I was just like, I'm going to just keep drinking these Mike's Hard Lemonades and, you know, pretend I'm inebriated right now. So
somebody's going to teach you how to drink properly. I mean, you might as well just go on Zima at that point.
We had some other vodka stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a really big vodka. I forget what it was, but it was pretty good. So I'm trying. I might just have that as a podcast thing. Just drink until we throw up. So don't stop till you drop. I don't know. Drop it like it's hot. I don't know.
Hilarious, but tragic.
So I would have gotten some other like harder shit, but that shit is expensive. So I was like $8, $45. I'll take cheap wine for, you know, just so I got it because the guy I got it from at the shop, he was like, I don't drink sake much, but you know, cheap one sounds great. And I'm like, okay, cool.
No, usually cheap doesn't sound great at all.
It's still in my fridge. It's still like half full too. I haven't even drunk that much of it, and froze too. Froze it. I'm like, I didn't know alcohol froze.
Oh, so yeah, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, it like froze. I'm like, that's not supposed to happen. This is probably just Reich's line or something. I don't know. Hopefully my roommate isn't like, who the fuck is downstairs talking? Like, who was he talking to? Is he talking to himself again? I have a roommate. He might be gay. I don't know.
Is this a roommate that you don't really have any kind of friendship with? You guys just
We went to school together. So.
All right. But does he just hide in his room? Or?
No, he comes out and dances and does funny things. So
okay,
if he struts downstairs with the Naomi Campbell walk, then you know that's him.
Which is always good with an audio podcast.
But he's not gay. He just has a flamboyant nature. Like he's always dancing and talking and shit. And I'm just like, why the fuck do you do that? He's like, because I'm fabulous. And he flails his arms. Like, it's the funniest shit in the world. He's cool, though. It's cool.
You just keep ticking off the right flags for gay, but...
Everything's gay now.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the new straight.
There was an article. It was like, straight is a... What the fuck? I think I sent it to Hinsky. It was like, straight is a social something. I was like, what? That doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm gonna find it real quick.
Did it basically say that that you know everybody's gay on the inside?
Well, it was like straight doesn't exist and everyone's gay. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
It was the stupidest thing I read at work.
Did you send it to the whole reverse Oreo or just to him?
Maybe just to him. I'm gonna find that shit while you talk more about white stuff. So here we go. So we're trying to get at the way people really are. Sometimes it seems people are one way but believe they have to report themselves another way, and that's not good. So the article title is Science suggests that straight people don't actually exist.
So what are they? What does science say that they are?
Gay.
Well, I can't say that because you know what? Okay. I mean, I guess we'd have to read this whole article.
I don't.
You can't say that straight people exist, but you also can't say that gay people exist. Because there's that whole... Because then you're leaving off... Because transgender people aren't necessarily gay. Bisexual people certainly aren't fully gay. So...
So, according to Dave...
Also, I'd like to see who these scientists are that are talking about.
So, in the picture...
Dr. Homo, PhD, says...
So, the picture showed two white women... One with short hair, one with shorter hair,
mm-hmm.
and one had a purple. I have a stuff right here. She has a purple bandana on. God damn it! I have a camera. What am I doing?
You're gonna take a picture of yourself. See?
Please
look at these not straight women.
So one's got a purple bandana on. One's got a black bandana on because bandanas mean gay for some reason.
And there's a rainbow flag. Oh, that's two different pictures, right? The rainbow flag isn't behind them. They've split it in a weird. They split it in a gay way, like that slash that goes between the pictures makes no sense.
The dumbest thing.
So those two women are getting ready to kiss.
Basically, yes.
But they could be very good friends. They're not necessarily lovers, but continue.
I don't know. So, I don't know. So, transgender people. So, like Bruce Jenner.
Yes.
Is now a woman, but I guess loves a woman still, right? Or is it like, I don't know. What that
I believe like. So, yes. So, yes, I believe he turned from a straight man who liked women to a woman. Gay woman. Ooh. Yeah.
Still the dumbest
so he's not thing. Straight, okay?
Still the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but, you know. Then, it's like...
But there's also been transgender people, you know, the guy's gay, he turns into a woman, now he's not gay. So there you go, right there.
That's confusing.
Straight, like, there's so, straight.
It's like, so you're straight, but you're a woman who's gay. So, what are you? Like, it's like, how do you...
Don't ask them that. What are you? Oh, you homophobe!
There was even a video.
No, I just don't understand.
Like, there was a video of some woman man thing in GameStop. And he's like, "Don't call me a man. I'm a woman." And I'm like, "You kind of sound like a man."
You're gonna give me my fucking money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was general.
Right beforehand, you fucking said sir.
Sir?
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a fucking sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize now.
I need your corporate number. Because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in this store.
I apologize for that.
I need your corporate number now. Get it for me now.
I'm going to ask you to calm down and stop cussing.
Give me your corporate number. Well, I'm going to ask you for the fifth time to stop calling me a man. Because quite clearly I am not.
And I apologize. I'm sorry for that, ma'am. I will get you that number. Is that okay?
Yes, get it for me now.
I'm asking you to stop
cussing. Get it for me now. I'm not cussing. I'm not cussing. Okay. Give me the damn number now, please. Ooh!
Ma'am, my apologies.
Ooh!
I have been told by my wife, who is...
straight.
Up on it. She is straight, even though it doesn't exist. I mean, she had, you know, a experimental time in her life, certainly.
Haven't we all?
No. well, I mean, yes, I guess. Because,
no.
I mean, I've certainly been with women that, like, there was no reason for me to be with them other than I know she's going to put out eventually. Like, I wasn't really attracted, and it was just like, oh, easy way.
Right.
So that is experimental,
like,
I guess.
All right, I'm suck on my wiener. I'm gay. Me too.
We'll be gay together.
Somehow it works.
And she's up on the whole scene, like, she like other people on the internet, tell me what's appropriate. apparently, you're supposed to, when you meet a person for the first time, they should be referred to as, like, they. Until you know, like, until they make it clear what their gender is. Like, even if it's, like, I look at you.
Did you just call me a you? Oh, my
right.
God. It's the stupidest thing ever.
Right.
It's like...
I mean, it's kind of obvious with you. Well, we were... Here we go. We were at... But she kind of broke that rule.
Right.
Because we were at 5K. We've run a lot of 5Ks now.
Okay.
And there was a very feminine black man or boy. He looked like he maybe only had been like 16.
Uh-huh.
Who was wearing a pink cape and being very effeminate. And we considered him her... They are... motivator, because he was very much... They were very much like, you know...
It's okay.
Like,
They're not here, and they're not going to beat you up,
sweetie. We'd be, like, running, and we'd pass them, and then, like, a little while later, they would run by, and they're like, come on, guys, come on! Or like, and she, my wife, referred to that person as she, even though, besides the pink cape, I didn't see, like, any long hair, I didn't see any tits. Like, it was a guy.
Right.
So I don't know if she, like, asked... than what they identified at, like, right at that point, like...
So, I'm a firm believer of just guessing. I'm like...
hey, it could be 50% right.
If you're a man, but you act like a woman, I'm gonna assume, which is the dumbest thing ever, but I'm gonna assume you may be gay. However, if you don't make it obvious you're not gay, then I'm gonna be like, you're fucking gay, because that's how black I am, ignorant and weird I am. But, like... If you're a woman and you act like a man, then, you know... But see, it's never really men that are like, don't call me that. It's usually most women, which is, you know, it's like, don't call me that. I'm a man. But it's like, clearly you have breasts. So, unless you have some kind of magical thing going on, you're still a woman.
Magical breasts?
I don't know. But, like, I don't know, because transgender people are confused. They say it's a mental disorder, according to Ben Shapiro, which I'm, like, kind of seeing it now. But, I don't know. Gay is something I just don't touch. Because it's like, if you don't say it,
literally,
I'm not going to say it. I'll say it to myself, like, he might be gay. But then, you know, they're like, I'm gay. And I'm like, great, stay over there. And, you know, so. But
don't touch me.
But I've not met a transgender person in my life yet. I don't think I have. Kind of don't want to, because that's awkward. Because if I think they're attractive, then I'm like, I'm a man, and we're already naked, then it's kind of have to happen at that point, because we're already naked.
I think... We've come this far. There's no turning back. I might as well just make the best of it.
You're here. I'm not queer, but I might be after this. And then, you know.
You go by Jamie, or...
James? I don't know. What type of jobs do I apply for? Stripper jobs.
Oh.
Nah, JK. IT stuff. So I have to find a job before I...
Hopefully you're not talking to a potential employer right now.
Nah, that's my roommate. He's like, have you applied to jobs yet? Because he's like super fancy and shit. Like, you'll see him. He's like, he has an aura.
I mean, he probably wants to make sure you're getting money to still pay rent. I mean, I mean, he could like care about you and your career and your where you're going.
Well, I understand the IT field, but I kind of want to do retail again. But I want to be a manager, so I can tell people no, and I mean it, you know. So, you know, I thought about Best Buy again, but I'm like, maybe. Oh, here he comes now.
Why? Because you told him you were talking to yourself.
Yeah, so he's like investigating.
He's like, really?
He's investigating now.
So. Yeah.
This white guy is in here. You're imagining things.
So are you asking him if he's looking for jobs because you care about his well being or that the rent's getting paid?
Rent's getting paid.
No, the rent was always getting paid.
That's a lie.
The rent, we still ain't.
Well, that's only because I yelled at our landlord and she just accepted it. It's weird. It's weird how she yells at you but doesn't yell at me for some reason.
She didn't yell at me.
Well, she's very strict towards you.
Okay, but also I have her blocked.
Oh,
so.
That's right. This is a funny story. Join the podcast. This is we're gonna call this guy A for now. A dog. A dog has joined the room. So funny story. So if you don't mind talking about this, we're doing a show. You know.
I understand.
Okay, so our landlord. So this is what, June, May, June, probably, I think it was. So June. So our landlord texts him and says, "Hey, I'm going on vacation. Pay rent late." He's like, "Okay." He tells me, "No, I didn't find out till I came home one day after falling and almost breaking my face in a storm drain." That's another story. So I get home and there's an eviction notice on my door, and I'm like, "What?" So I call him and I'm like, "The hell's going on?" He's like, "Well, I paid rent late." And I'm like, "Why?" Is it because the landlord told me to?
Right.
I'm like, "What?" And he gives me the story. So she goes on vacation and is like, "When I come back, pay the rent." Okay, bet. And then we get an eviction notice, and now we owe like $500 to the courthouse. It's the dumbest shit in the world. So, yeah.
So who served the eviction notice?
I don't know.
Because she wasn't here to serve it, right? Is she subletting?
She... No. So she... The eviction notice, it was served like the week after she... Like 2 weeks after she came back.
Okay.
It wasn't there until like the end of June.
No, it was like the
19th.
Because
she served it on the 19th.
It was still. It was when I came home. It was like the 16th or 17th.
She's still upstairs.
So she texted you to say she was leaving, but she did not text you to say she had come back.
Well, I mean,
sounds like
it doesn't justify. Like, it's not her. Like, she had no reason to text me to, like, come back. Because I've already, like, the rent already got paid. So the week that she had, her being gone, was only, like, I don't know, a work week.
Okay.
Monday through Friday. But, like, with the weekends and banks and da-da-da-da. Because she doesn't, in order to pay her rent, you have to actually go to the bank, deposit in her account, and then send her a screenshot of the receipt. She's very old school. Which I'm not arguing about.
No, actually, old school is handing a check to the person.
Oh, yeah.
Cash to the person.
Yeah. I mean, it's old school is like, in the sense of like, I'm depositing cash into your account, so it's automatically there. So it's like, you'll see it because it's cash, like, instantly.
I wonder what she does with the rent money we pay her.
Well, that's not her. She has a separate account for her properties.
Okay.
It's not her own. Yeah, she can't do that. But, I mean, you could, but she doesn't.
But she did.
But hindsight is like, then the next month, I had one on vacation. So I was like, hey, I'm going to be out of the country, away.
Rent late.
He literally...
Well, I mean, it was like...
And it's weird because he didn't tell me he was leaving. I come home, like, where the fuck is he? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm in Colorado on a mountain. I'm like, what? What? How'd you... I'm at home, like...
Where I'm at? Like, actually, you didn't question it until 48 to 72 hours after.
Because you were like, I'll be home within 72 hours. I'm like, what does that mean? You're home the next morning. I'm like, that's not within 72. You could have said tomorrow. Well, you know, I'm in Colorado, so like, within 72 hours. I'm like, whatever, dog.
But I was in Colorado for 5 days prior to I even text you.
Exactly. And then I was like, where the fuck are you? And you didn't respond until 5 days later. I'm in Colorado. You sent me a picture on top of a mountain, like, living my best life in Colorado. And I'm like, thanks. I wanted to go to Colorado. No, I had to fucking work. piece of shit job. But anyway.
I mean, okay. You can get a job out in Colorado.
That's why. On a mountain. Why I'm hoping to get a different job.
No, you help me get this job.
And I'm helping you get another job.
I mean, I've already applied to a few places, but I'm not accepting the help. I'm accepting the help. I don't mind.
He's accepting the help.
I kind of have to. It's like, you know, why would I turn down a free opportunity to get a job? Like, you know.
Now, how are you hoping to get a job besides just nudging him, saying, get a job?
Oh, well, because Brian doesn't do as much research as I do.
Bullshit. So yes, I do. I googled this job.
And a look I that cannot be described.
Like, this company's been around for this long. You know, that's what I did.
That look you just gave him
was
priceless.
Well, see, no,
I know what I do.
I will also like go on my own and act like I'm Brian and apply for different things.
What the fuck? All right.
See, I didn't know you did that.
See, I have this resume. So I'm like, oh, I could definitely, he'll like this.
I didn't know, you never told me you did that.
I didn't, but then I only done it twice, because I emailed you the two jobs that I applied for.
So, was that the one lady that was calling from Virginia? I could never hear what she was saying, but she would call me Jackson for some reason.
Yes.
Some Indian lady would fucking call me from a Virginia number. Yes. And would just talk to me, and I'm on the phone like, mm-hmm. What? All I would understand was Jackson and job, and I'm like.
That's all you need.
Gotcha. Hang on, I'm in a meeting, I'll call you back. I would always.
But you never even call her back.
Exactly, I couldn't understand what the fuck she was saying.
You're right.
No, it was some kind of like.
It, like, because she. Because I had. She had called me, like, a couple years ago.
It was some kind of course. And, like.
It was like you go. It's a training course that they pay for you to go and take. Mm-hmm. So you get paid for the training. And then after a couple months of the training, you get placed in various jobs throughout, like, the DMV area. But it's very, like, they're siloed to, like, IT, networking jobs and, like, things of that nature. Mm. So, like, it's right up his alley.
Yeah, really.
Right up my alley.
So, for me, I'm really good at, like, we can have, like, a 5-minute conversation. You can tell me what you're looking for. And I'm like, all right.
Well, you're also good at dancing and being Beyonce. Talk about that since you're on the podcast now. I already talked about it, so now you kind of have to. I already said you flail around with your arms and shit and you dance.
A-Dog is now leaving the podcast.
And again, even if he did it, they wouldn't see it, so.
You know. No one knows you exist until your voice comes on the radio. I mean, the microphone. Same difference. Oh, one more question. Are you gay? He's not gay.
He left?
Confirmed, not gay. So, back on topic. Ooh.
Well, I mean, there's no such thing as straight, we learned.
I mean, apparently we're all gay, so I don't know. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. How do you like Baltimore? You like coming to Baltimore to...
You're talking about the city proper?
Yeah, that one.
I mean, I've had tons of fun, tons of places I've checked out down here.
How do you feel about Elijah Cummings and the rat-infested city? Like, do you agree with Donald Trump's words? Do you think Baltimore's a rat-infested city?
I mean,
Trump a racist?
Most cities are. I mean, New York is also pretty rat-infested, but okay. I don't think he was talking directly about the rat infestation, more like the infestation of corrupt politicians that just keep taking and running this place into the fucking ground.
It would be a good conversation. I'm about to, you know, fuck that package. F that package. We need substance in politics. We're going to go to Hensky's house now. We're going to kick his front door in. Wait, can we do it outside of his house? We have to do it inside.
Just yell him at his windows.
We can just stand. We can just stand out in front of his window. He'll open the window with his microphone.
We'll come up with a boombox.
There you go. Play like a baby come back or something. I don't know. Baby come back. Matter of fact, this is the part where you put that in. Put that song in.
That's not the song I was thinking of, because wasn't it like Say Anything when he was like. He had the boombox. That's a white movie. I'm sorry, you wouldn't know anything about that.
I had to think about it. Like, what movie is that? I don't watch many white movies. The only white movie I've seen is Undercover Brother. Oh wait, that's a black movie. There was a white woman in it who turned him white, but then he turned back black again. That was an interesting thing.
I mean, if you guys ever hook a TV up to your cable box, you could subscribe to Black Stars, which straight.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron, for not buying a freaking TV, making us pay for cable we don't use. I mean, hey, you know what I'm trying to say. He's not here.
I mean, you might be able to stream it, you know, if you're, like, logged into your Xfinity internet.
A-Dog is back in the podcast.
He's great.
With I also pop tarts.
Would like to kind of go back a couple seconds and how someone just brought up how I didn't buy a TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about how I always have to be the one to buy everything.
You wanted the cable.
Let's rewind.
You wanted
the point of the matter is the cable. Someone continuously always wants me to buy everything. No. Like they don't have a job.
In my defense.
Not in your defense. Let me also point out,
TVs are really cheap now. I just want to
point me also point out Exhibit A.
The closet that's blocked by a bunch of shoes.
Bunch of boxes.
This is A, part two. Toilet paper.
Somebody.
Some coats.
Also, mom came and
at 4 in the morning
dropped off a whole bunch of ish for me.
And yelled at you
because
you didn't want to
win. She's also a super couponer. And what does this one do? He goes, oh my god, it's free items. Let me just use some.
That's wrong. That's wrong. I one of the toilet rolls I put in that bathroom.
I
buy wet wipes. I don't even use the things you buy. That's dumb.
Oh, that is a holistic lie.
It was not a lie though.
You don't use anything I bought. I just want to also point out Exhibit B.
Okay, I'm listening.
How I bought.
You bought
8 cases of drinks.
Here we go again with this shit. Okay.
Someone saw them in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
And decided that they were just free reign. Which, I will state, I didn't really care. However, there's a point of if you say you're going to replace them, what do you normally do?
You would replace them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You would take the last one and then leave none.
What?
Sounds like he did.
And my point is, someone had the audacity to call me while they were at the store.
3 times.
Tell me about the sale.
3 times.
And then still didn't replace them. But he called me about the sale. So it wasn't like he was spending more money. He was wanting me to go buy them so then he can turn around and drink them. So really,
that's wrong.
So you trying to sit here and tell me that if I wouldn't have bought more, you wouldn't have drinking them. Lie. Lie.
I mean,
lie.
Dumb.
My point exactly.
I mean,
no type of respect.
No, but hang on.
Air dogs.
He said his thing, man.
But going back to the cable thing.
He dropped the mic.
He said. Officially. He said, and
you
I quote.
The mic, he dropped it.
He said, and I quote, the package came with cable and internet.
Mm.
He said.
Keyword, he said package, so it wasn't like I could get around that.
But you said, I'm going to buy a TV when I get around to it. I said, okay, and left that for your project. You never bought a TV.
Okay.
You actually said you saw a TV, a good TV, mm-hmm. for $200. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, grab it. He was like, I don't even want it. I was like, what? I'm like, then what's the purpose of that?
Sounds like you want it more than he does.
That's my point. It's my point is, I'm going to be the one, here we go back to me using my money I go to work for. And I'm the one buying everything.
You said you would buy a TV, and you never bought it. You said, like, twice, I found this TV for, like, $200. I should buy it. I'm like, buy it. And then nothing. It's almost December, son.
Yo.
We've had this cable since, like, May.
It is not even the holidays yet. It is not even fall. What do you mean?
But then what are you waiting for? Buy the TV.
For someone to get a job and understanding that.
The fucking TV is $200.
You know what's crazy?
Jesus Christ.
It's $200. Yeah, you still haven't even thought about buying one.
You said you would buy one.
That's not the point. The point is, you can't keep harassing me about a TV that I would buy with my money. When you ain't putting nothing up for it.
I paid for the internet and the cable.
Boy, you paid a portion.
We, listen.
Collectively pay for all the bills here.
Buy that,
so you
look,
can't
buy that TV.
Why?
So you can watch it.
No, so you.
I'm only going to watch football and that's it. Actually, I'm going to watch football.
You know, they
watch the highlights. I watch highlights on YouTube. I'm going to watch television. You said you'll buy the TV. So I was like, that's your project. and I left it at that. Who bought dish detergent and made you clean the kitchen?
The dish detergent.
I bought the dish detergent.
You just try to compare a $200-$300 TV to a $2 bottle of dish detergent.
Yes, I would.
He bought 100 bottles of dish detergent.
Yes,
no, he bought one.
But the kitchen is clean.
And let's also rewind.
Is the kitchen not clean?
As I was living here, and our other roommate Deborah was here, I should get her to come back just so she could be on the podcast and drill you a hard one, just so you could be like,
you know what?
You can't say nothing.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea.
Jesus Christ!
This is our old roommate. She literally bought everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I say everything,
that's because she put forth the actually in all actuality, she did. Now she bought everything, but ask her how much I used of it. That
will ask her.
Can we end this episode by you kicking him out? Do you have that power?
No. Anything.
I mean, I could.
Thanks for listening. Interact with the guys by emailing ourpodcast@googlegroups.com. or leaving a voicemail on 330-577-8445.
One cigar, one scotch.